Mothers. Someone's mother is always spitting distance away. Someone's mother is choosing new sunglasses, is sitting on a bench looking straight ahead, is carrying six shopping bags, is fiddling with the heel of her boot, is looking at and beyond the time written on her wrist, but without really seeing it, is kissing. Someone's mother is hoovering now. Her yoga is housework. The kids have come to their dads, and that means also to me. And her mother is in a small German village doing a Sudoku and not drinking her chicory coffee. And further still back, her mother is buried in an unmarked grave with her brother in Poland, and one day she might be discovered, they all say, at Christmas. At 10 years old, I decided not to be a mother for a simple and logical reason, that every time something is shared between the five of us in our family, my own mother volunteers to take the damaged or small portion. I believe this is one of the principal roles of mothers, and I don't much fancy it. My own grandmother, I discover, didn't have an uninterrupted night's sleep for more than 15 years. There was always a little one, and that one would wake another one, and so the night dominions went on. I knew she liked haddock, had a wart on the back of her hand once, which we called sheep, and she bought biscuits so she had something to offer other people when they called by. Last night, a 10-year-old girl, not my girl, but clung to me like she might be, woke up. She screamed without knowing it, all mouth, rose, raw, raging against night pains. In the morning, no memory of the scream or the landing panic, but I did. I do. I appeared on the landing, naked, bed-creased, unaware of being a mother, what being a mother might be, slick from sex, confused from the shock of yellow light, lonely, and following the scream. If suffering, I never saw it.